بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يحده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. So today's lesson number 53 in our series on the commentary on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakami rahimahullah. In the previous lesson, we were discussing the various events that will take place on the Day of Judgment in sequence. And we mentioned the resurrection from the graves, and then the people being gathered together, al-hashar. So there's al-ba'ath, then there's al-hashar, and after that there is al-mawqif, which is the standing, when people will stand on a plain on the Day of Judgment, after the earth has been altered. So we got to question 115, I believe, and we read through the question and answer. كيف صفة الموقف من الكتاب? What's the description of the موقف, the standing, on the Day of Judgment? And we mentioned some ayat, I won't repeat them all, but basically these ayat that the Sheikh mentioned describe how people will be on that day after they have been gathered. Some ayat describe that they will come with their necks outstretched and racing forward, and the face, the you know, their hearts being empty, unable to think anything, like they avoid. And likewise, other ayat that basically explain the nature of that day and how people will stand. We have some commentary here from Sheikh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, regarding this. And so he says, quoting from another source, another author in one of the books of Creed in his commentary, and he says that on this day, the day of standing, that there will be very terrifying events, and extreme difficult circumstances. They are so severe that they would dissolve the livers of people. They would make a nursing mother to forget the baby, and it will cause children to grow old very quickly, will make them age very quickly because of the terror of that day. And the Sheikh goes on to say that this day is a true established reality. It is described in the book and the Sunnah, and consensus has been established regarding it, which is the Day of Judgment. Right? So the occurrence of this event is a reality informed by the Quran, the Sunnah, and established by way of ijma. Now, there are various interpretations as to why is it called Yawmul Qiyamah, and there are different interpretations as to why this is. Some of them say the reason is because people will stand from their graves. الناس يقومون من قبورهم. قال الله تعالى يوم يخرجون من الأجداث سراعا. So one of the explanations is because people will come out of their graves and they will stand, يقومون. And they mention the ayah, the day in which they will come out of the graves running hastily. This is one explanation. Others say that it is because it is called al-qiyamah, because when they are gathered together in the Hashar or in Al-Mahshar, which is the gathering plane, that they will stand. They will stand there and they will wait there. And others have said it is because the people will stand for the Lord of the worlds. لِقِيَامِ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Because people will stand for the Lord of the worlds. And they mention the ayah, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day in which people will stand for the Lord of the worlds. And also in the hadith, يَقُومُ أَحَدُهُمْ فِي رَشْحِهِ إِلَى نِصْفِ أُذُنَيْهِ. This is a hadith that we will come to shortly, inshallah ta'ala. This is speaking about when people will stand and they will sweat. And they will sweat profusely, that the sweat will reach different levels of their body. So here, again in the hadith that they are standing. And then he goes on to say that Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, he mentions a hadith reported by Imam Ahmed regarding the ayah, يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. In a day in which whose measure is 50,000 years. And so in this, the hadith is actually da'if, is declared da'if by Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah, but the Shaykh mentions it. And in the hadith, the companions ask, how long is this day? Regarding what's been mentioned in the verse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, by him in whose hand is my soul, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُ لَيُخَفَّفُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَيْهِ أَخَفَّ مِنْ سَلَاتٍ مَكْتُوبَةٍ. He said, by him in whose hand is my soul, it will be made easy upon the believer until it is lighter for him than one single prescribed prayer. It will be like it will be for him as if he's praying just one prayer. So obviously the hadith is da'if, but in general the meaning can be taken to be correct, that even though it's a lengthy, difficult, severe day, it will be made swift and easy for the righteous believer. So again, this is another reason why it's called the Qiyam or the Qiyamah. Also, another explanation given is it's because the angels and the spirit will stand in rows on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا. The day in which the ruh and the malaika, the spirit and the angels, will stand in rows. This is another reason why it's called Yawmul Qiyamah. And then he goes on to bring another hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, in which he said, يَعْرَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَرَقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاءً وَيَلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَذَانَهُمْ. That the day, on the Day of Judgment, people will sweat, they will perspire and sweat until their sweat falls 70 cubits deep. 70 cubits deep. And it will reach until it reaches their ears. It will consume them until it reaches their ears, or rise up until it reaches their ears. And likewise, he mentions another hadith, when it is the day of judgment, إذا كان يوم القيامة أدنيت الشمس من الإباد حتى تكون قد رميل أو ميلين. The sun on the day of judgment will come close to the servants until it is the distance of a mile or 2 miles. And then he said, فَتَسْحَرُهُمُ الشَّمْسِ فَيَكُونُونَ فِي الْعَرَقِ كَقَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ حَقُوَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ إِلْجَامًا. So the sun will come near to them and they will sweat according to the extent of their deeds. And some are those who will be taken up to their knees, others up to their hips, and others it will be like a bridle that's put upon them of perspiration, and that he pointed towards his mouth. So this is a description based upon what has been said in the Quran. And the next question is obviously evidence from the Sunnah. كيف صفة الموقف من السنة. So we mentioned ayat previously, and now the Shaykh brings some ahadith. فيها أحاديث كثيرة There are many ahadith regarding this. And then he says, Minha an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yawma yaqumu an-nasu li rabbil alameen, the day on which the people will stand for the Lord of the worlds. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 6. And then he comments upon this and he says, Yaqumu ahaduhum fi rashhihi ila ansabi udhunay, that one of you will stand in his perspiration up to the level of his two ears. And hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that we just mentioned earlier on, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَالَ يَعْرَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَرَقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاءً وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَذَانَهُمْ, that the people will sweat on the Day of Judgment until their sweat will drop and fill 70 cubits into the earth, and it will rise up until it reaches to their ears. So Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he has some brief commentary upon this, and he describes what will happen when the people are standing, that they will sweat and perspire, and as is mentioned in the hadith that we just read, and this will affect the people in accordance to their sins. So the sweat here is in accordance with the sins, and that's the basis of the variation. Some it will reach the ankles, some it will reach the shin, some it will reach the knees, some it will reach the waist. So he goes on to say, فَبَعْضُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَعْرَقُوا إِلَىٰ قِعَبَيْهِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْسَافِ سَاقِيهِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ, some people to the ankle, some to the middle of the shin, some to the knees, and so on. However, each person will be in accordance with his own deeds, with his own condition. So what happens to one person will not happen to the other person, even though they are standing next to each other, or besides each other. A believing man who has no sins, then he will not be afflicted with anything, right? So this sweating and perspiration from the awe and the terror and the heat, that will afflict a person to the extent of his sins. As for the righteous believer, the person who has no sins, who comes clean on the Day of Judgment, then he will not be afflicted with any of this, or any of the severities of the hereafter. The Sheikh then goes on to explain what is intended by the mile. Is it a mile of measurement that is unique to the Day of Judgment, or is it a mile from the miles of the earth? And he expresses the view that, or some express the view that this is the mile that is measured by the people of the earth. And likewise, commenting upon these texts from the Sunnah, we have some speech from Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. And he says, فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the speech of mentioned in the earlier text. And they will stand for their Lord because Allah is the one who called them. He's given the command for the people to be summoned. So they will then stand for the Lord of the worlds. And this is why it's called Yawmul Qiyamah. One of the reasons why it's called Yawmul Qiyamah. The Sheikh goes on to say that the condition of each Muslim, يَقُومُونَ فَيَخْتَلِفُ حَالُ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ حَالِ غَيْرِهِ, each person will be treated differently. Their condition will be different. There will be a condition for the believers. So the believers will be, as we mentioned previously, they will be brought as a delegation, like an honored delegation to their Lord. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا, the day in which we will gather the pious to their Lord as a delegation. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا, and we shall drive the criminals to hellfire, wirda, like in a severe, stern, swift way, just like you see, like cattle driven to the drinking pond, driven by thirst, you know, rushing headlong, quickly, swiftly, in that manner. So the Shaykh goes on to explain what these ayat, what it means, based upon what the Mufassireen have said. For the believers, they will be driven to this place, having helpers to drive them from their graves to the plains on the Day of Judgment. And as for the criminals, they will be driven to hellfire like a thirsty group of cattle, dragged and severely and sternly in that manner. So this is the difference between the believers and the disbelievers. Then also, as we see in other hadith, they will be hufatan, ghuratan, ghurla, that they will be barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised, right? This is another description of how they will be standing, the qiyam, the standing on that day. Meaning, in other words, that they will be in the form in which they left the wombs of their mothers. As you left the womb of your mother, then in the same way will you come on that day. Because the earth, like you will come out of the earth, so the earth will have been your mother, so to speak. So you come out of the earth, Allah will send down a type of rain, as we mentioned previously. Out of that, you will be regrown back to your full grown self. And then that will, the souls will be then brought back to animate those bodies. And then you will be driven to the mahshar, to the standing place, to the gathering place. And then there will be the qiyam, which is here. And so that qiyam will be, as we said, naked, barefooted, uncircumcised. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That from it we created you, and to it, or back into it, we shall return you. And from it we shall bring you out again another time. So therefore, they will come out in the same way that they came out from the wombs of their mothers, naked, barefooted, uncircumcised. And when this was mentioned by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was surprised and she said, O Messenger of Allah, men and women looking at each other. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Aisha, al-amru a'azamu min thalik, that the affair will be too concerning and too severe, too great for them to be even concerned about that, about looking at each other. And meaning, as the Shaykh says, kullun yaqul nafsi nafsi, everyone will say, myself, meaning everybody will be concerned only about himself. He will be oblivious to the other people standing around. It will not concern him at all. It will not be of any concern to him. As we see in the Quran, in the ayah, Surah Al-Hajj, تَذْحَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِئَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. It describes the every nursing woman shall forget the baby she's nursing, and every pregnant woman will drop her load, and you will see the people in a drunken state, but they're not really drunk. And however, the punishment of Allah is severe. Now the scholars explain that this description here in this particular ayah is it's as the qiyamah is being established, right, as the everything is being destroyed and the trumpet has been blown, and it's describing that situation. So it's part and parcel of the events to the qiyamah. Likewise, he says, on the Day of Judgment, the punishment will be a mighty one. Inna عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعْ مَا لَهُ مِنْ دَافِعْ. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord will occur, will happen. There is none to repel it. Then the Shaykh continues, and he says, so the people will be taken from their graves until they gather on the plains, the arasat of Qiyamah. These arasat, these like plains, what is intended is like a huge, mighty, plain level space in which mankind will be gathered. Allah has prepared that place from the earth. So the earth will be altered into a new earth, a different earth. And it will be prepared to enable the people to gather. So once they are gathered, the hashar and the qiyam, as we've seen described in that way, People are standing individually, barefooted, naked, circumcised, perspiring, sweating according to their deeds or their sins, and concerned just with themselves. As they are standing, then they will be waiting, and then the sun will also become close and will be overtaken by sweat, as we said. After this stage, then the people will be clothed. Then the people will then be clothed after this stage has happened. Meaning after you've been resurrected, barefooted, naked, circumcised, you are waiting, sweating, perspiring, then the people will be clothed. As the Sheikh says, وَهِنَ ذَاكْ يُقْسَى الْخَلَائِقِ فَأَوْلَ مَنْ يُقْسَى مِنَ الْخَلَائِقِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. The first to be clothed will be Ibrahim عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. ثُمَّ يُقْسَى النَّاسِ أَكْسِيَةً لِتَسْتُرَ عَوْرَاتِهِمْ. Then the people will be clothed after that, so that their awrah can be concealed. The Sheikh goes on to say that the sun will be close, and they will be overtaken by sweat. The heat will be intense, and this, the Sheikh says, is one of the amazing creations of Allah on that day, that shows the power of Allah, that each person's perspiration will be unique to that person. So, meaning that it will be such that even though the sun is close and it's close to everyone equally, each person will only sweat according to his specific condition, meaning his deeds, meaning his sin. So somehow there's an interplay between the sin that you've committed and the heat of the sin and the perspiration that that comes from you, which then slowly engulfs you in the place that you are standing, wherever you are standing. And that will be unique to each person. This, as the Shaykh says, is from the unique, amazing, from the ajaib of Allah's creatorship. And this is everyone according to his deeds. Then he goes, in that state, they will be waiting for a long time. They will be standing and they will be stood for the Lord of the worlds. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then what will happen is, as the Shaykh says, the maji of the malaika, the angels will then come, fi dhulalin min al-ghamam, shay'an fa shay'an, and slowly the angels will come in shades of clouds, and then they will arrange themselves in ranks. And after that, Allah Azza wa Jal will then descend and make his nuzul on that day. And then after that, the people will stand for another lengthy period and they will start seeking intercession. They will now start from the terror of that, of standing and waiting, they will then start seeking intercession from the various messengers and prophets. And this obviously will come bring us to the ahadith of the Shafa'a that we will look at in due course, insha'Allah ta'ala. Okay, so this now brings us to the next question, and this is now describing the ard and the hisab, which is the presentation of the deeds and the reckoning of the deeds. So this is what will happen eventually after the intercession. The Shaykh says, question 117, كَيْفَ صِفَةُ الْعَرَضُ والحساب من الكتاب. How is the arad, meaning the presentation, a person being subjected to examination, given his deeds, and then held to account? How is that presented in the Quran? So the Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah, he brings numerous ayat. قال تعالى يوم إذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. The day on which you will be brought and presented, there will not be any secret thing hidden. Nothing will be hidden. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَعُرِدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They will then be presented to their Lord in rows. We have brought you just like we created you the first time. meaning that we've brought you, give you life again, resurrected you, just like we the first time that we created you.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي وَلَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا أَمَّا مَاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ.
On the day that we gather from every nation, like a group, from those who rejected our signs, and then they will be brought and arranged. Until they are brought, and he will say, did you reject my signs, and you did not encompass them in knowledge? Or what was it that you used to do?
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ.
And so the word, meaning the word of truth, the word of justice, will be established against them because of their oppression, the wrongdoing that they did. And they will not speak. They will not speak.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
The day in which the people will be brought in groups or in ranks, that they may see their deeds. So whoever worked an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever worked an atom's weight of evil will see it.
Likewise, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
By your Lord, we shall certainly ask all of them about that which they used to do.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ.
The Exalted said, stop them or make them stop and stand. Indeed, they will be questioned.
الآيات وغيرها كثير.
So there are many other ayat which are very many. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi just has a sentence, really. He's repeating the ayah that we just mentioned. And as for the other commentary, then from Sheikh al-Fawzan, Hafizahullah ta'ala, and he says, Al-Arad, meaning, what does it mean? It means that you will be presented to Allah. You will be brought. You will be brought in front of Allah. You are summoned and you will present, you will be presented to Allah.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ.
Nothing will be hidden. He mentions the same ayat that we just mentioned. And again, we will be presented to Allah, he says, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. And obviously that will be in the sequence of things that we mentioned earlier. As for al-hisab, the reckoning for the deeds, this means affirmation of the good deeds and affirmation of the evil deeds. This is for the believers only, right? So only the believers, they will be presented with the good and the evil that they did. They will be made to corroborate, right? Meaning to acknowledge, yes, these are my good deeds, these are my evil deeds. As for the disbeliever, then he will not receive any reckoning. There's no reckoning. There's no weighing between his evil deeds and good deeds. Well, because aslan, the disbeliever, has no good deeds. If you come with disbelief, then how can good deeds be weighed? So the weighing, al-muwazana, is not between the hasanat and sayyi'at. This is not for the kafir. What will be done for the kafir is that he will be made to acknowledge and confirm and admit his disbelief and his sins. His disbelief and his sins. Because he has aslan has no hasanat. Hasanat can only be based upon iman. Belief in Allah, belief in the hereafter, belief in the book of Allah, belief in the angels, belief in his messengers. And so in the absence of that, obviously there is no good that is brought. So how can it be weighed? So the hisab, the reckoning, is actually for the believer. The believers, the Shaykh goes on to say, among them are those who will enter paradise without any reckoning, بغير حساب, and there are those who will be given an easy reckoning, حساباً يسيراً. They will be given like a light accountability, and such people وينقلبوا إلى أهله مسرورا. Those people then will obviously then be very happy and return to their family, you know, overjoyed that they've received an easy reckoning that will happen on the Day of Judgment. This is al-arad, وهو al-arad, meaning that the one who is given his presentation of deeds and is not held to account or is given an easy reckoning. And among them are those وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُنَاقَشْ الْحِسَابِ. So among the believers are those who then will be examined. He will receive, you know, there will be a contest, an examination regarding his accounting. And in the hadith, مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابِ عُذِّبْ. That whoever is given like an examination of his you know, of his hisab, his accounting, then he will be punished. Right? So basically here, what the Shaykh has done is explain to us the categories of believers, in fact, the mankind, into four categories. The first is the people of disbelief. There will be no like hisab or accounting, so to speak, because aslan there are no good deeds. All that will happen is that they will acknowledge against themselves, they will bear witness against themselves that indeed we were disbelievers, and they will acknowledge their disbelief and they will acknowledge their sin. That's the first category. Then among the believers are three groups. There are those who will not receive any reckoning. They will enter paradise بغير حساب, without any reckoning. Then there are those who are given an easy reckoning. Essentially, they are just given the presentation of their deeds and they are not examined any further or looked into. So they will have an easy reckoning. And then the third of the groups among the believers are those who will then be inquired into their deeds, their record will be inquired into, they will be made to answer. So anyone who is, as we see in the hadith, مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابِ عُذِّبْ, that whoever is given, whoever is examined, you know, for and held to account and examined in that respect, then he will be punished. So this brings us to an end of that question. And this now brings us to question number 118. And in this question, the Shaykh says, كَيْفَ صِفَةُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ, meaning, this is speaking about how then will the reckoning take place? How will a person be actually be held to account on the Day of Judgment? كَيْفَ صِفَةُ ذَلِكَ, يعني, the, you know, meaning the examination or the accounting, how will that take place? From the sunnah. What's the evidence for that? From the sunnah. So the Shaykh goes on to say, answering the question, فِيهِ أَحَدِيثٌ كَثِيرَةٌ. There are many ahadith regarding it. مِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. From it is his saying, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَّمُ, مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابِ عُذِّبْ. Whoever is examined or inquired into, whoever records are inquired into, he will be punished. And Aisha رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, she said, أَلَيْسِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Did not Allah the Exalted say that they will be given an easy reckoning? So Allah's Messenger, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, ذَلِكَ الْعَرْضِ, ذَلِكَ الْعَرْضِ. Now, meaning this is just like the giving or the presentation of the deeds or of the records. And then he went on to say, يُجَاءُ بِالْكَافِرِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ كَانَ لَكَ مِلْءُ الْعَرْضِ ذَهَبًا أَكُنْتَ تَفْتَدِي بِهِ فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ فَيُقَالُ قَدْ سُئِلْتَ مَا هُوَ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So he mentions one hadith, and in it, a disbeliever will be brought on the day of judgment. It will be said to him that, do you not see that if you had the whole earth in gold, would you ransom yourself by way of it? He will say yes. And it will be said that you were asked for something that was much easier than this, but obviously you didn't do it. In another narration, فَقَدْ سَأَلْتُكَ مَا هُوَ أَحْوَنُ مِنْ هَذَا وَأَنْتَ فِي صُلْبِ آدَمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكَ بِي فَأَبَيْتَ إِلَّا الشِّرْكِ. In another narration, I asked you for that which was less than this, easier than this, while you were in the back of your father Adam, that you should not associate any partners with me in worship, but you refused except to fall into shirk. This will be said to the disbeliever. وَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, also another hadith, وَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سُيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجَمَانَ فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Another hadith mentions also, there is none of you except that his Lord will speak to him. His Lord will speak to him. There will not be between him any translator, meaning his Lord, any translator. So he will look to the right and he will not see except the deeds that he sent forth. He will look to the left and will not see except the deeds that he sent forth. And he will look in front, he will not see except the fire in front of his face. So fear the fire, even if it is with a date or if it is with a good word. Another hadith, the Shaykh mentions also in this respect, all of these hadith are describing the hisab, the accounting that is done in private between the believer and his Lord. And the other hadith is, يَدْنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ يَعْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَّ رَبِّهِ. One of you will come close to his Lord, حَتَّى يَضَعَ كَنَفَهُ عَلَيْهِ, until Allah places his veil around him, meaning that he veils him and conceals him. And then he says, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, you did such and such. He will say, فَيَقُولْ نَعْم, yes. And then he will say, Allah will say, يَقُولْ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, you did such and such. فَيَقُولْ نَعْم. فَيُقَرِّرُهُ ثُمَّ يَقُولْ, so he will basically make him acknowledge and corroborate everything that he's done. Then he will say, إِنِّي سَتَرْتُ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. He will say, indeed, I concealed these for you in the world, and today I forgive them for you. Right, so this is for the believer. Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he has a brief comment. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the believers to account by putting his veil around the believer, and he will speak to him directly, and they will say to him, look, I concealed you. He will say, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, I concealed these affairs for you in the world, and I forgive them for you today. As for the disbeliever, أَمَّا الْكَافِرِ أَوِ الْمُنَافِقِ فَهَؤُلَاءِ يُنَادَوْنَ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْأَشْهَادِ. Right, so this is the difference between the believers and the disbelievers. Like, the believer will have a private counsel, and he will be asked, he will corroborate the deeds that are recounted to him in private, and he will acknowledge them, and Allah will say that I concealed them for you in the world and I forgive you for them today. As for the people of disbelief, they will be called openly. This will be all out in the open. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْحَادُ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين، ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. So he says in Surah Hud, they are the ones who will be presented to their Lord, they will be brought to their Lord and presented to their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied upon their Lord. Indeed, Allah's curse is upon the wrongdoers, the zalimeen, the wrongdoers. So this is a speech of Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah. Then we have some speech also from Shaykh Salih al-Sheikh. And he says, hafidhahullah ta'ala, that the hisab, the accounting, what is intended here by al-hisab is al-muhasaba, meaning that a person will read the book, after he's read the book, so he will be given the book, he will read the book, and he will be told that this is goodness, you will be recompensed for that. This is evil, you will be recompensed for that. So Allah will reckon, hold the believers to account with an easy reckoning. As for the people of disbelief, they are the ones who will be given a hard or a difficult reckoning. Obviously in the way that it will be open, and it will not be like in the same way as the believers, because aslan they don't have any good deeds. Right? For them it's just corroborating their kufr and their sins and recounting what they committed of sins. That's their accounting, right? Accounting for the evil deeds. So the Sheikh goes on to say that this reckoning, this al-hisab, this is from the angle of taqreerun lil-amal ma'al jaza' wal-iqab. This so from the angle of the accounting, which is where a person affirms and acknowledges the deeds that he did, along with reward and punishment, this will be after he takes the book, after he's given the book. And in the book are the deeds which are recorded. And likewise, also before taking the book. Right. So what the Shaykh is saying here is that the whole notion of al-hisab, of reckoning, this takes place in different ways, in different levels. Why? Because and also there's a time before you are given the book, and there's a time after you are given the book, and the muhasaba is Allah calling you to account for what you did, of good and evil. And this takes place in different ways. It will be, first of all, it will be from the written record that you are given the book, because that records your deeds. It will be Allah holding you to account based upon from his knowledge of what you did, of good and evil. And then also the limbs will also testify also as well, because the limbs of the body, they will, from the jasad, they will also be called to give witness to what you did. This will all also be a witness, and all of this will be part and parcel of the hisab, the reckoning. And part of that is before receiving the book, and part of it is after receiving the book, because Allah will mention this before that. So all of this, the Shaykh was on to say, all of this will take place fi suratin khatifa, it will take place very quickly, as Allah Azza wa Jal, for the believer, as he says in the Quran, وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ, Allah is the swiftest, connected actively around, those events are all connected. So inshallah, we'll stop there for today. We'll continue this discussion inshallah ta'ala in the next lesson. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.